Candace Grant of Charlotte is a transplant recipient. She received a kidney in 2011, 4 days after Thanksgiving. Anita Irwin of Kannapolis is an organ donor parent. Her son, Michael, was killed in a car accident in 2004, 4 days before his 18th birthday. The two women's stories don't directly intersect, yet their combined experiences illustrate the intimate and sometimes mysterious bonds formed through organ donation. They hadn't met until Tuesday at an organ donation event in Charlotte, though it was hard to tell. Anita speaks first.
Well, when my son was 16 years old and was getting his driver's license, the DMV officer asked him if he was an organ donor, and he didn't know what that meant. And I had to explain that to him, and he had the kindness in his heart to say, yes, that is something that I would love to do. Of course, I don't need my organs anymore. I would love to be able to help somebody else live if I couldn't. It was a tragic accident. The doctors did everything they could do to save his life, but they just couldn't. His body was too broken. But we were able to take those pieces and put the pieces of that little puzzle into somebody else's life to make a beautiful picture for them.
I have been so hesitant about reaching out to my donor family, simply, and now I feel selfishly, because I wasn't exactly sure what to say. My heart went out to the family for knowing that they had the loss of a loved one. And I now know from attending events like these that it's my obligation to reach out to this family, and I intend to do so literally as soon as I leave here, to be able to send a card, a letter, a note, just to let them know how very much the donation from their loved one has meant to me, and to let them know that in some way she is being remembered. I am doing these talks in her honor, and the least I can do is let them know that, because perhaps it will offer some peace.
I just wonder what it does feel like to know that another human being's organ is inside your body.
That's a fair question. I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about that either, but as soon as I had that transplant and I was up and literally running to the bathroom again, and I had my health back and I could move as I did before, I was beyond the emergency trips to the hospital and open heart surgery and overload and failing to breathe. It feels wonderful to be able to share this life with another person again. I call my kidney my friend, so I feel as if I have a new friend that goes everywhere I go with me. I'm very protective of her and of the gift that I've received. So it feels amazing to know that I have a new spark of life, and it's because of this piece that someone gave me.
Anita Irwin says the awareness of her teenage son Michael's donations of 3 major organs remains continually with her as well. The man who received Michael's kidney lived for another 7 or 8 years. She hasn't had much contact with the recipient of her son's liver. And then there's David, the Western North Carolina man who now carries Michael's heart.
David is such a joy. And he has a love for NASCAR. And, you know, here in Charlotte, we have, you know, the big all-star race once a year in May. And for the past several years, he and his wife and sometimes his grandsons will come and spend the weekend with us. And he joins the rest of the men in my family, and they all go to the race together. And the really cool thing about that is that he stays with us. And I only have one available room in my house, and that is the room that Michael once slept in. So it's a little odd. I can't really describe how I felt the first time that he stayed with us overnight, knowing that heart is back home. Michael's heart is sleeping in his room again tonight, and that was such an amazing feeling to know that there is just a small piece of him. A small piece of Michael that still lives. Now, Michael's personality and David's personality are completely different, and I don't believe that Michael is reincarnated or anything like that in David, but to know that David is sheltering a very special piece of Michael and is enjoying a very special piece of Michael is very, very comforting for me.
There's a lot, I think, of ignorance about what organ donation actually is. what it requires, what's going to happen to the person who signs up. I've learned that some people are afraid because they think their organs will be harvested when they visit a doctor's office. I've heard and respect several different religious reasons why some people are not interested in donating organs. That's a tricky one to try to counter because, again, I approach it with respect, but it just matters so much to me that people get the appropriate facts about what organ donation is. And I think once they hear more personal stories about organ donation, it might encourage them to look beyond what might be limiting beliefs to allow another life to live.
It was only a few weeks after Michael died that I felt that fire begin to burn in me, that I needed to spread the word. I needed to encourage people. Knowing that he made a difference is what has helped me make it through so well over the past 13 years. And I really just want other people to be able to feel the joy that I feel in knowing that I had a part in saving someone's life.